This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill in the Oval Office on Thursday.
This bill has been discussed and debated. It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The feds have now borrowed $5 trillion combating the COVID-19 virus in the last year. The White House says stimulus money could be arriving as soon as this weekend for those with direct deposit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's filed a lawsuit on Thursday against Austin, Texas authorities, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city of Austin and Travis County officials from enforcing a face mask mandate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week discontinued a statewide mask mandate for all Texans. With the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, don't forget, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. Early Sunday morning, move your clocks ahead 1 hour. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Twitter is asking a federal judge in Florida to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a child sex trafficking victim who alleged that Twitter refused to remove explicit content of the child from its platform. The lawsuit filed in January is accusing the Silicon Valley company of knowingly benefiting financially from the sexual abuse material. Twitter is using Section 230 immunity in its request to dismiss the lawsuit. New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie said on Thursday he authorized its Judiciary Committee to start an impeachment investigation into sexual misconduct allegations six women have made against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. The investigation would run parallel to the one being led by State Attorney General Letitia James. Former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin will face an additional charge of third-degree murder in the George Floyd murder trial. The court is going to grant the motion to reinstate the charge, Judge Peter Cahill says as he announced his decision. Jurors are told to report back to the courthouse on March 29th. That's when opening statements are scheduled to begin. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night talking about the pandemic.
That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones, unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They, too, died alone. They, too, leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly. You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom. To say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton. So many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger. a loss of control. Maybe worst of all, a loss of hope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
A lot of moving parts, huh? And it can seem very complicated, but like everything, you know, you take it a step at a time. It is a process. I've often said that you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, but you got to be sincere about, you know, what the end game is and what it's all about. And right now, in the midst of trying to find solutions and deal with, you know, people that are more interested in power than solutions, that gets in the way, no doubt. And but I have faith in the American people. I have faith in the power of freedom. That is one thing that whether it's the forces of communism and other, you know, globalists that would want to come in and, you know, I guess change up, you know, as some have said, and looked for the fundamental transformation of a country. Look at, I think the history of our country is such that we have learned a lot, and we can pivot and reform what we've gone through in such a way so that we could end up with a better America as opposed to dismantling it in total. Wadi Gatan is with us. He's a national spokesman for the Libra Initiative, and we want to talk about what's going on at the southern border. I mean, talk about things that, on some hand, you might think, okay, it's pretty simple, but on the other hand, it's much more complex, and it's hard to deal with complexity in a woke culture that only wants to hear what they want to hear, and they're going to shut down any other opportunity that you can have to really sit down and, as we say, reason together. Wadi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on, talking especially with you on such an important subject.
Well, it really is, and as I was trying to lay out here, and hopefully I did a fair job of that, is that there's lots of moving parts when we're talking about immigration. I know people get on me, Wadi, because they say, well, you should think this way because you're Hispanic. And I say, well, what about the human trafficking that's taken place? You know, we want people to come into our country and have a fair shot to be successful. We have immigration policies to that end. And when we short circuit those policies, that's when I see us getting into trouble. And, you know, because the people that come here illegally, they end up in, you know, in zip codes where people of like mind, I mean, they're there. And so it's impacting them in some sense, in some regards, a bit unfairly. And it compromises the ability, at least what I'm able to see, that everybody is supposed to be, you know, have a fair shot at it and be successful. And, you know, so I take exception to the human trafficking, the mule running, you know, some of these entities and drug cartels that have influences here within the United States. But there's so much more about this debate, and that's why I'm glad you're here to talk about it.
Yeah, actually, Bill, I like what you mentioned at the beginning, because I'm Hispanic myself as well. I'm a proud son of immigrant parents. My dad's a small business owner. My mom was a teacher for 25 years or so. And just, I mean, growing up in this country, one, the appreciation for the freedoms that we have here that give us the opportunity to be able to thrive, the opportunity to flourish in our talents and skills, right, and reach that American dream. And it also gives me, I think, a unique appreciation for this nation welcoming immigrants like my parents, who are hard workers, who follow the rules, who want to make something great of themselves and of the future generations. So that's why I think it's important that we do talk about the immigration system. And it's important that when we have a discussion, like there's one in Washington having now on the immigration debate, that we do talk about border security, that we do talk about our visa system, that we do talk about what is a very complex system and a very outdated system. Right now, we've seen the headlines and we've seen the news reports about the surge of unaccompanied minors and unlawful immigrants trying to enter or just showing up trying to ask for asylum. That this surge at the border is something that can't be ignored. And for me, actually, I believe it's a real good opportunity to have a real conversation on how do we make sure that this doesn't continue to happen. Because the truth is, it happens. It happens.
Yes.
If I'm mistaken, under the Bush administration, the Obama administration, Trump administration, and now the Biden administration. So we can't keep ignoring this and just pointing fingers to one party or the other. There's a responsibility on both parties
right
to come together right now and talk about real border security, real immigration reform. Because it's important to understand that while we could secure the border, there are still a lot of factors in our visa system that incentivize people to come unlawfully. It's really sad that a right. country like ours has such an outdated system that people can't come here. It's a struggle to come here legally, and it's actually easier to come here illegally. That's wrong and needs to be fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no question. There is a systemic issue that you're addressing here, and I agree with you 100%. But we got to get it out of party politics. You know, this isn't about the Republican or Democratic Party. This is about America. This is about real people with real problems, you know, wanting to come here to this country. And who do we want, you know, to let in? Who's in the best interest, you know, for this country, for the future of our country, even for their future, to let into this country? And if you're not going to have some sort of qualifying and agreed qualifying process, then it becomes a political battle, and then it becomes a party battle, and then you got all this chaos and craziness that, you know, we lose sight of. What is the mission? What is the objective with our immigration program? What are we trying to accomplish?
100%. And two points there that I'd like to highlight. One is on the first part, when it comes to party politics, I think as voters, as American citizens, people who are concerned about the future of our country, it's important that we keep party leaders accountable and that we don't allow them to present false choices. Because many times I see that on the left, I see a false choice of that it has to, you can only talk about, you know, the undocumented population, or you can only talk about halting, you know, deportations, right? And then on the other side, there are people who talk about they want to completely close our borders to anyone and everyone. Right. And we can't get caught up on the extremes. But I think we all believe that there's really a middle ground where we can have a secure border, where we know who comes in and out. As a sovereign nation, we have a system of accountability and effective laws, again, that allow us to know who comes in and out. And at the same time, we can reform our laws. We welcome those who want to contribute to our nation, where it's an effective system, a visa system, where people can actually get into an effective line, get that visa, come in here the proper way. But it has to be a conversation around that middle ground.
Exactly.
When you go to the extremes and you present these false choices, what happens is at the end you get to claim, oh, no, I fought for my issue. But what you really did was you created a no-win situation. And what we've seen is that we're now a nation that in the last 30 years has not reformed its immigration system. And it's not working for us. It's not working for our economy. And that's something that needs to be fixed.
Well, Wadi, I agree with you. But I think going back to, you know, I've often said this. The audience hears me remind them of what I call first principles. The first principles enumerate what the objective is, and we've lost sight of it. You know, we've said, okay, we'll come up with our own idea, but wait a minute. You know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. What has been working? When did immigration policies, when were they effective before? Why did we choose to abandon those and you know, kind of try to, you know, reinvent the wheel here? And in the process, we're damaging people. We're hurting people. We're hearing people like, you know, your parents and my parents who came here, worked hard, proved themselves, and they left behind a legacy of family members that are all contributing, that have participated in the military to defend our country. We've got more from Wadi after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
They still exist because it's for the people. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is for a better America. A better America is better because of the people. When policies promote people, we're happier. I mean, it's just like what happened previously when, you know, jobs were lean and we were so restricted with government oversight and overregulation. We had a move in this country 4 years ago, get rid of the regulations. People went back to work, lowest in unemployment that we've had in a long time in every sector, in every demographic, every race. People were happy once again because they were they had a sense of fulfillment. They had the sense that they were providing for their families. They were earning a living. What a concept. And then you have the power brokers who come in, and their only concern is about power. They don't care about the individual. And this is, to me, is at the core of the problems that we have with immigration and the needed conversation that needs to take place. And it needs to take place outside of party politics and party interest. It needs to be had, as Wadi and I are discussing, it needs to be had with the people in mind, the American people and the immigrants that want to come here and realize the American dream. And when we honor that, I believe they'll be honored, everybody will be honored, and we will have truly a world-class immigration system that will be win-win for everybody. And I know it freaks the party people out because, you know, parties want, they want the credit. To me, it's not about credit. To me, it's about the opportunity to succeed, just like with Wadi's family and with my family. Wadi Gaitan, national spokesman for the Libre Initiative, continues with us. Wadi, what are we missing here in the complexity of this discussion? What is it that you believe that we really need to talk about, but it's being stifled by a combination of this woke culture and people who are coming in and driven by an agenda and a predetermined outcome?
Yeah, I would say there's two key things that that have been sort of put out there but need to be a little bit stronger in the conversation. Is one is process. There are some areas where there's actually real agreement on immigration, where Democrats and Republicans both agree that we can actually move forward on policy. I'll give you two examples. One is actually, when it comes to border security, we all know Democrats and some Republicans aren't the biggest fan of a wall from sea to sea, but there is a lot of agreement on what many folks have called a virtual wall, the use of technology, the use of some infrastructure, the use of providing resources for border patrol. Folks have talked about the importance of technology and entry points, where a lot of drugs are smuggled in through entry points, but we just haven't invested the resources and technology in those entry points. So actually, when it comes to border security, there is some area of agreement, but it's become a discussion where it seems like one party's taking over that conversation. The other area is actually Dreamers. There's a lot of agreement on both sides that Dreamers who were brought here as children, right, by their parents should have an opportunity to earn a pathway to legal status. So I think we need to focus on the process, a conversation on process, on provide support as constituents for there to be a step-by-step approach. Many times right now the Biden administration presented a comprehensive immigration bill. And yes, in an ideal world where everything was perfect, if we could all solve this in one bill, that'd be amazing. But that's not the reality that we're in. So we need to, as constituents, in my opinion, come around the idea of a piecemeal approach of taking one step at a time. Let's focus on a border and a Dreamer bill. Let's focus on agriculture, a need for a guest worker program. Let's focus on visa reform. And let's take this step by step where there's common ground. Let's get one win for the American people and build upon that.
Exactly. I agree. I look at it in terms of, because of my marketing background in that, Wadi, I always look at the low-lying fruit. What can be transactionally executed in a quick sort of manner? And you've just cited some excellent points here that can be handled, and you're exactly right. Because otherwise, if we get so mired in the process, nothing's going to get done. And that's really what's been happening. And again, it's all because of party politics and party interests instead of interests for the people. I mean, why are we having this debate over Dreamers for this length of time when it has been an accepted policy by the American people to embrace the Dreamers? The Dreamers have been here. They only know this country. Wadi, it would be like me, frankly, if they came and got me and said, okay, hey, you're going to have to live in Mexico. I never lived in Mexico. I'd be lost. And I think of these kids the same way, though their parents, you know, my parents, you know, they since have passed, but they could do okay. I mean, they understand. I have no clue, you know, where to live in Mexico and across the border. And here's these young kids faced with the same thing. I mean, and they've only known America as their country, and we need to get them out of the shadows so they can participate in the system and not be manipulated. And as we know, that's going on in some of these, you know, some of these communities that are being tormented by, you know, some forces that are not looking out for their best interests.
Yeah, and Bill, if I could add, in another area that I think is important to highlight when it comes to this conversation, when you talk about sort of the what's missing as part of the debate, is that we are in a very interesting point. An unfortunate point in our economy right now because of the pandemic and because a lot of the government forcing of closing of business and regulate and, you know, guidelines that have been provided. But we need to remember that our nation, in both times of great prosperity but also in very difficult times, has really partnered with immigrants to be able to get us out of very difficult economic times.
Right.
As recent as the 2008 housing, immigrants were essential or critical partners to Americans in bringing us out. Even right now, when you think of when did the company Zoom, which was founded by a immigrant from China, it was started right after the 2008 crisis. And it's now a tool that we use here in this country, but it's used across the world, but started here in the United States. The same thing Uber. Uber was co-founded by an immigrant, a technology that we all use, and that we all know someone who has some kind of side job through Uber. So these technologies, and again, just those are just one of many examples how immigrants partnering with Americans to build up our nation. We're at a point now where our immigration system isn't giving us what we should be receiving from it. Our immigration system can either be a critical tool in helping us welcome those who want to contribute and that will be, you know, those critical partners as we build this nation up, or it can be something that is actually slowing us down and is not allowing us to be competitive in the marketplace as we could be as a nation.
Well, as people who understand human resources appreciate, is that you've got a lot of power if you just reduce it to a 40-hour work week, for example. The 40-hour work week potential of each immigrant is phenomenal. And if you choke that off, you know, what are you doing, you know, to your point? And you bring up an excellent point here, Wadi, is that we're not realizing the human potential of people that, and you're not forcing them, you're not compelling them to do something they don't want. They want to work. You know, and we know this. It's just in our DNA. It's in our culture to go out there. You know, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. It all speaks to our, you know, kind of an inner conscience and need to be productive. And so it's there. And here it is, all that potential. And you have no idea. I mean, but when you look back historically, just to your point, is you see how immigrants were at the forefront of innovation and taking over these jobs that, you know, otherwise, you know, the labor force was busy doing their job and they couldn't see this opportunity, or they didn't have the time to pursue that idea. But yet you got immigrants who come in, they're looking for work and they've got ideas, and hey, they're making things happen, which is to the betterment of their families and to the American people.
Yep, and that's why right now, I think, because this debate is being had in Washington, the COVID relief package was already, it's been signed, passed into law, and there's many areas of disagreement and agreement, but that's sort of done in the sense that now the Congress is going to move on to the next subject. And it's seen that immigration is front and center, so this is where we need to really come out and ask our lawmakers.
Exactly.
To work on common ground, work on those areas.
We got to leave it there. Wadi Gatan, National Spokesman for Labor Initiative. Thank you, Wadi. Take care.
I have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing
publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill in the Oval Office on Thursday.
This bill has been discussed and debated. It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The feds have now borrowed $5 trillion combating the COVID-19 virus in the last year. The White House says stimulus money could be arriving as soon as this weekend for those with direct deposit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's filed a lawsuit on Thursday against Austin, Texas authorities, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city of Austin and Travis County officials from enforcing a face mask mandate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week discontinued a statewide mask mandate for all Texans. With the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, don't forget, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. Early Sunday morning, move your clocks ahead 1 hour. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength, the fight, your goal. You can survive, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
I know we talk about saving a country, but look at... The ultimate here is, after all is said and done, you know, maybe it's a bit of a pause, and there is a chance to save the country. You've heard me speak of this before. I talked about a Nineveh moment, you know, when you look back and consider what happened to the nation of Nineveh. Jonah, the prophet, didn't want to go there, but God has his ways, and used a big fish to spit him out on the shores. And reluctantly, he had to give the warning to the nation of Nineveh, and the prophet had mixed emotions about it, because he said, "I know you, God. I know you're going to forgive these people. They're not deserving. You know, they're a mess. They deserve to be judged." And God says, "Well, yeah, you're probably right, but I'm not judging them right now. I'm giving them a chance." And they heard the prophet's warning, and they responded dramatically. I mean, including the leadership of Nineveh, they repented. And the repentance even included the animals. You know, I think that's one of the things that is overlooked, that even the animals wore burlap, signifying that they were in repentance over their evil ways. The nation was so consumed by it. And God withheld his judgment. And they had a 100-year reprieve, so to speak. And with America, you know, here we are and all that we've gone through, and I know many people say America deserves to be judged. If not, God owes an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah for all that's been going on. We know our sin. But I don't know that we know our sin enough to be in repentance over it in such a way that should be, to me, in direct relationship to said sin and the grief that we have caused upon ourselves, but more importantly, how we've sinned against God in heaven. And this is when I talk about in the end of a moment, maybe God might give us a chance to have a time of repentance where we could reset and come back to him. But if not, the signs are clearly hitting us in the face to such a degree to say, you know, to even to have Billy Graham before he passed admit and that these are the last of the last days. I thought that was quite profound because Billy Graham, you never heard him talk about that. He talked about evangelism. He was pretty single focused in his ministry. That was his promise to God. But for him to look at the horizon and the signs that were evident to say that, yes, in fact, we are living in the last of the last days. So understanding that we have these dynamics in play here. Will there be a time of repentance for America? Or are we heading to really what I call the ultimate repentance and the ultimate ushering in of the government from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Jeff Kinley is back with us. His new book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. We're going to talk about these signs and what they're telling us, because the signs that God gives us are for a specific purpose. And not everybody can see these signs. They have a sense. And you've heard me say before that I see people instinctively, almost instinctively, Jeff Kinley, when you know, the weight of the world is hitting them, instinctively they look up. You know, they're not looking to Washington, D.C. They're not looking to an individual for an answer. In their heart of hearts, they understand that they don't have the answer, but God does, and they look up. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the natural response that humans should have after you go through crisis. It should always bring us, knock us to our knees. I mean, that happened after 9/11, mm-hmm. When Bible sales just went off the chart. Church attendance just skyrocketed, that type of thing. However, really the opposite has happened in this particular crisis, Bill. What we've seen is that churches are one-third less full than they were before. In fact, there's a whole third less people total attending church since 30 years ago. So church attendance is on decline. 75 to 150 churches are closing every month. But with that, we're seeing also a moral decay in our country that is just unprecedented. Of course, now we have an administration that is supporting this and funding this, right. This moral and spiritual decline. So with this COVID crisis that we've been through and the aftershocks now that we're feeling, Bill, I feel that we're really just embracing the darkness. Now, there is a part of the remnant, I think, that is looking up, and that's part of our job, I believe, as Christians, is to help sound the alarm and help people see how serious this crisis is.
Yeah, in fact, what they are seeing is right, that they are seeing signs that, you know, people who read the Word of God, you know, this is no surprise. God warned us. God told us this would happen. You know, in Isaiah, whoa. And when, I mean, a simple little word that really stops you in your tracks and should shake you to your core when God says, whoa, on those days when good will be called evil, evil will be called good. And you go, boy, that sure matches up for 21st century America or the 21st century world today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And the difference is that we're embracing it globally. And that's part of what really is alarming right now, is that when you look at Revelation, which we're not in Revelation right now, but when we look at Revelation, we see things happening and we look at the world around us right now and we see previews or a pre-season, if you will,
exactly.
of those exact same things, everything from globalism to calls for one world leader and those type of things. So we're seeing the foreshocks to the ultimate crisis that's going to take place in the end times. And of course, right now we're in the period right now where we're in the aftershock stage
yes.
of what we've just been through. But I believe it is leading to something.
We're being conditioned. There's no doubt about it. And you see the signs, just like you said. You know, we talk about it in terms of globalism. Well, the Bible says one world government, one and the same. And the big exchange is already happening. The exchange that Romans talks about, you know, it's our God for their God. and our God, capital G, their God, lowercase g. And we know historically when their lower G God comes into play, it's not a beautiful thing. We're talking all kinds of corruption and evil abounding, murder, you know, kind of like the things that you see these signs. I mean, who would have thought, Jeff? I never thought I would live to see or hear about a nation harvesting, organ harvesting of people that they perceive to be less than. I mean, the evil that is within the hearts of men is just shocking, heartbreaking, and every other adjective you can possibly bring to that. And this is why we need Jesus, because without Jesus and without God, we're a mess, and it's on display right now in a big way, Jeff.
Well, it really is, Bill. You're absolutely right, and I think that's one of the reasons why I was so motivated to write this book and to get it out, because, you know, like birth pangs, Jesus talked about the end times, that these signs will be like birth pangs. And what happens is with birth pangs, they increase not only in frequency, they get closer together, but also in intensity.
Exactly.
They build in their intensity. And, you know, with what we've happened and just seen happen in 1 year, how quickly the world has changed. And this is not an isolated event. In fact, I can't remember in my lifetime or in recent history when the entire planet was focused on one single thing. And that tells us something. It tells us that the world can, quote unquote, come together. That's what they're calling for, a global governance system. They're calling for a one world ruler. They're calling for countries to lay down their nationalism and come together as one. These are just the overtures, the prequels to what Satan is going to accomplish in the actual book of Revelation.
Yeah, the signs clearly are there. And as you say, Jeff, Jesus said very clearly, these would be like birth pangs. And you're exactly right. They are nonstop. They're coming. They are intensifying. I mean, I couldn't believe we had a president of the United States last night say that, well, the pandemic will be over, hopefully by the 4th of July. And you might be able to, you know, come together with a couple of family members and have a hot dog on 4th of July and watch some fireworks. I mean, who would have thought that we would be addressed in such an insulting manner, that our liberties and freedoms, the liberties that God has given us, the government has apprehended, and now they're doling it out to us, Jeff. This is America today. This is quite scary. Jeff Kinley is with us, so we're talking his new book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. We'll get into more detail with Jeff on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot of people are looking for revival, but I say what precedes revival, you know, is repentance. And one of two things will happen. Either we will realize that Nineveh moment that we're talking about, maybe a pause and, you know, a time that God withholds judgment and gives us some time for another era of repentance and revival, or we head to the final repentance and revival, because Jesus is coming, and as some would say, soon and very soon. We're talking with Jeff Kinley. Jeff has authored over 30 books and speaks across the U.S. His ministry equips churches and Christians to discern the times and live with confidence. That's the opportunity that we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is that God is about his business. He's unchanging. He is that solid rock, same yesterday, today, and forever, that we can count on. He we can trust in. And this is why what Jeff is saying here for us in this book is that it's a call for us to sync up with God's will, that his kingdom is coming, his will to be done. And if you are out of that will and out of alignment with God's purposes, man, you're going to have a price to be paid. And it's not going to go well for you, I would say, because we know this historically, that's the case, because God is consistent to that end. So the opportunity for us is to align ourselves with God's intent and what he is doing right now, Jeff Kinley, right?
That's exactly right. And because now more than ever, the fog is in the air. I mean, there's so much white noise out there. There's so many voices out there, Bill, and we're getting a lot of we're being bombarded by government agenda, by the mainstream media, by even prophetic pundits who are out there not based in scripture but are basically sensationalizing things. So we want to make sure we know what God says.
Amen.
Because the Word of God is really the only thing we can trust in a time that's filled with lies that are manufactured by the father of lies himself, Satan.
Yeah, the closer you are to the temporal, the more affected you're going to be by the lies of Satan. It's a call for us to elevate above the temporal and start being more eternally focused. Now, I'm not suggesting that, you know, you fall into that category that you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I'm not saying that, because that's not, you know, that's just one of those trite sayings that, came probably from the pit of hell. But you know what I'm talking about is that when you're about your father's business, then you're going to be most effective. And that's what we want to do. We want to surrender to God's will. Jeff, I want to turn it over to you, and you can break down the signs for the people and encourage them, because like your book, this is an encouragement for us to let go of those things, as Philippians says, let go of those things that are behind and reach forward to that higher calling, right?
That's absolutely true. And, you know, like an athlete prepares for a game, like a concert pianist prepares for a performance, I mean, it's game time right now. We're not looking to the future for these signs. These signs are presently being put into formation right now. I give a lot of examples in the book. I have a whole chapter there called Technology and Satan Superman. And, you know, of course, one of the things that the Antichrist is going to do at the midpoint of the tribulation period, Bill, is to enact what we call the Mark of the Beast, what we've known as the Mark of the Beast, 666 type thing. The Bible says it'll be on your hand. It'll be on your forehead. What's very interesting, last fall, Amazon came out with this new technology they're calling Amazon One, which is biometric scanning. In other words, no more using your credit card, no more using your wallet, your digital wallet. You actually put your literal hand over a scanner, and they scan your hand so that you can buy or sell. That's exactly what the scripture says. And this technology right now, it's accurate to 1/10,000th of a second. It's like so accurate that, you know, it prevents people from being, you know, having their identity stolen, all this other stuff. So there's many ways that they'll sell it. But this lines up perfectly with the type of technology that could be used with the Mark of the Beast. So it's here right now for us as well. I have a whole other chapter talking about government encroachment. And, of course, the Bible has a lot to say about government and our response to it. But right now we're beginning to see governments globally really crack down on Christians, the whole cancel culture thing. You can't even talk about morality. You can't even say basic things about morality, like a man is a man, woman is a woman, without being, silenced, without being canceled, in some cases fined.
Exactly.
Could there be imprisonment or some other persecution in store? So that's another part of a foreshadowing of what's going to happen during the tribulation period. Satan is turning up the heat because he wants this world. He wants to be worshipped by humanity. And so right now what he's doing, he's grooming the planet to accept his man of sin.
Exactly. And again, all this in the conditioning process. And what God showed me here in the last couple of weeks, Jeff, was that, all this stuff has to occur. Because in what's happened previously, historically, is you always have a period of false gods and the counterfeit come in until the legitimate. Because when the legitimate comes, I mean, as they would say, there's hell to pay. Because we know the illegitimate is running rampant, and the reason it seems to be running so exponentially is because the time is drawing nigh, and they're running out of time at the same time, if I can say that, right?
Yeah, that's so true. And like I said earlier, these birth pangs are becoming more intense. They're becoming more frequent. And you know what's really fascinating to me, Bill, is I did research for this book and just looked at what Scripture says and what's happening around us. The pattern that we're seeing, that we will see in the book of Revelation, is that it begins with a great crisis. Mm-hmm. After the crisis becomes a chaos, the world goes into chaos. They don't know what to do. Then the government comes in to give a sense of calm to the masses. Following that is a sense of compliance. People follow along with it. And then finally, it's ultimate control from Satan working through the government. That's exactly what we're seeing as a preview is what's happened in this whole COVID thing. There was a crisis which produced the chaos. We came in and said, oh, if you just wear this mask, it'll be okay. Just comply with us for a year. Everything will be fine. We just hit that year mark here yesterday. But then comes the control. And so government is going to gradually begin to infringe upon our freedoms. They're going to persecute and silence the voices that are not towing the official narrative. And, of course, we have a godless narrative right now in the White House. And so it's a time for Christians to be very, very discerning. And the only way to do that is to get into Scripture and find out what God says about what's happening.
Jeff, interesting you should bring that up, because that was exactly my thought last night when I was watching the president speak. you know, in terms of, you know, like somebody said earlier, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. When did that, you know, kind of deal? And that's what you heard Joe Biden doing last night. I'm going, and hearing you again reinforce this process. I mean, this is a processed plan that isn't something that's, you know, being, you know, off the cuff or anything like this. This is something that has happened in many years gone by. It is a cyclic type of operation. And once again, we're being worked. We're being told that out of this panic, we got to look to the government and, you know, wear a mask, not wear a mask. I mean, this is insane that we are going to let go. And people have. They have released the responsibility of their own freedoms to Joe Biden. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. And that's the amazing thing is that we kind of wake up and look around and say, how do we get here? And yet it's a gradual wearing down. It's a promise for a hope in the future. It's a promise for something good. But then that good really never comes. And right. So we're being worn down. Our freedoms are being taken away. And a lot of Christians, sad to say, Bill, are just towing the line. They're just going along with this. They're even changing some of their doctrine to accommodate some of the moral declines that we're seeing.
Yeah, and that's the worst of it, Jeff. That you know, again, the question, you know, from the Garden of Eden, did God really say? And the fact that churches are participating in that question, that they have the lack of knowledge. But even Jesus indicted the ruling class and the religious people of his time, because he says, "You read the word, but you really don't know the word." You say you know God, but you really don't know God. And everything's all superficial. It's all culturally adaptive. And as opposed to, as opposed to the culture adapting to God, it's the other way around. This is the upside down world we talked about from the book of Isaiah, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. And you know, we think that being in America with having all the freedoms that we have right now, that the church will be making a greater impact. But actually, the opposite is true. We're losing the battle of culture. We're losing the moral war out there. And part of the reason is because Christians, as you said earlier, are really so earthly-minded that they're no heavenly good. I haven't really met any Christians that are so heavenly-minded that they're no earthly good, because the ones that are focusing in on Christ are the ones that are tearing it up out there in the world, you know?
Right.
And so for me, Bill, it's a matter of the church needs to wake up. The bride of Christ must wake up. Primarily not to reach the world, primarily to prepare herself for the coming king.
Exactly.
When Christ comes, his bride will be pure for him. Of course, we want to grab as many people as we can and get them on the ark, you know, before the big judgment hits. But at the same time, it's a call to Christians. That's what I do in Aftershocks, is I'm trying to help Christians understand a perspective of God being in charge of this thing. But at the same time, there's a personal responsibility that we have before him.
Boy, and it's so important in these times that people of like mind and commitment and purpose come together, Jeff, and encourage one another shoulder to shoulder and back to back, because these times are trying and you can't do it on your own. God has made that clear, that we are to love God and love one another, and we are to be, his hands, his feet, his heart, his expression to others. Let them bear witness to the God that you serve by how you serve. That's the opportunity, and because people are going to be looking for that difference, and they may not specifically be looking for the difference as much as they will notice it, right?
That's exactly right, and it's depending upon us as believers to continue to gather together to encourage one another and to engage culture and the people around us with the gospel of Christ.
Amen. Get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen, Aftershocks. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Christians entering a new era of global crisis. Jeff, God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power Group.